It's time for a crop update, and we head to North Central Indiana. Joining us, field sales representative with Channel Seed, Daniel Stauffer. Daniel, good to talk with you again. It's been a windy road yet again here in 2025. Let's get a quick update from you as to how things look so far.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. The growing season started off on a high note early on in April with planting. And as we progressed, it kind of drug itself out. And I know there was still some replanting going on up until last week, and got another call again today, and the double crops going in the ground the last week as well. But this growing season, we've seen a lot of variability on those planting dates, but also with rainfall, some people just being inundated and causing somewhat of a topographic map out there on these cornfields. The up and down height differences that we saw over the past 3 weeks or so. And I would say the great weather, heat, and sunshine that we finally started getting helped accumulate a lot of GDUs to help this corn even up quite a bit here recently. And so I would say corn is really coming on strong. Roots are getting to the fertilizer more and more. And just that heat and sunshine typically fixes a lot of issues. And so the corn's looking pretty good. Soybeans obviously had the water issues, having a lot of yellowing in spots in the fields, preventing some oxygen from being down in those roots and in the soil profile. But those, now that we've got to the summer solstice, June 21st, beans have really started to take off. And seeing a lot of growth on that front, and with flowering starting. So I think we're sitting in a pretty good spot, all in all, from the challenges that we did encounter this spring and early summer. And just high hopes for, got to be optimistic and high hopes going forward. The market prices aren't the greatest, and so it's important for us to do whatever we can to protect bushels, and there's not a whole lot of levers to pull at this point, once the seed's in the ground. One of those things on the corn is obviously we had some cool, cloudy days early on in the growing season, very conducive to tar spot. And so taking advantage of any opportunity we can to scout fields, watching for that as Purdue's confirmed that many, many places across northern Indiana now. And so taking into account fungicide applications, Delaro Complete are a couple that I'd suggest on the corn, just to protect as many bushels as we can out there, keep that plant as healthy as possible to fend off tar spot and just to keep better plant health.
Yeah, you mentioned the crop prices, and it's becoming this year probably a tough decision to make about going ahead with that fungicide application, although there are so many benefits to indeed do it, and not to mention the fact that the tar spot is present.
Yep, you're exactly right. We got to look at economics, and but it is present, and I think it just is very important to think about the standability of these corn plants from other diseases also compounding on top of the tar spot can make a mess at fall time. And just getting as much green plant material out there as we can all through the growing season, late into the growing season, to help with that grain fill period to make those kernels as big as we can. So, yeah, I'm spot on there with you.
Corn across Indiana, 63% this week, good to excellent. Soybeans, 62%. So those numbers trail the national average, but we know there are some really good spots across the Corn Belt and some areas that are struggling big time as well. Indiana probably at the better end of that spectrum, do you think?
Yeah, I would say I can just speak for my area that I think corn has really come around and is really looking good, and keep going in that general trend through the growing season.
Okay. And if it continues that way, maybe we're going to be looking at a decent harvest in your estimation?
Yeah, I think so. I've had some guys tell me over the years, hey, the years when I have drowned out spots, yeah, you hate to lose those acres, those bushels, But as long as we keep getting the appropriate weather and rainfall, we can usually make up for that. And those are some of their better years, I've been told by several guys in my career.
Well, as we've discussed, it's very variable this year. I just spoke with a well-known Indiana farmer today, Southern Indiana, and he said, worst ever. At least that's the way it's trending. So it really depends on where you are and the planting conditions and obviously moisture since that time as well. But he's in an area that's been hit hard by the early spring rains. So quite variable. Let's hope that in your territory anyway, that things continue on a positive path.
Yeah, and talking to peers from Southern Indiana as well as parts of Ohio where and Missouri, peers of mine, where record returns of seed or prevent plant and just issues with the crop, I'm grateful to be where we're at from my customer's standpoint. And we'll see what Mother Nature treats us with the rest of the growing season.
All right. A growing season update with field sales representative Daniel Stauffer from Channel Seed. Great to catch up with you, Daniel. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, Andy.